Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on October the 15th of August. Hang on, no, on Thursday the 15th of October. That's what I'm trying to say. Deary me, all over the place here this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful week, folks. Hi, I'm Paul. I'm your host this morning. And in the news today, we'll have an update on the All Whites friendly with England in the football. We've got an update with on cricket news and a sad passing of a famous player. We also will update you with the latest stage in the Giro d'Italia and a motorbike taking down a rider by accident. In our NRL news, is Mitchell Pearce returning to the Roosters? And then over in the rugby, we've got updates on what World Rugby is doing to their improve their administration. Also, news on players ahead of the Bledisloe Cup 2 and also the Gallagher Premiership final over in England. So, yes, lots and lots of news in the rugby this morning. So stick around for that later. Kicking off, though, with the football. And unfortunately, the All Whites had to withdraw from their friendly with England that was due to take place on November the 12th. The reasons are logistical, with player availability and travel impacted by COVID-19, meaning that getting players to the game and then back to their day jobs in domestic rugby would be basically impractical with all the different quarantines along the way that they would have to do. So unfortunately, that means the All Whites will have had to pull out of that game. And now they're starting to look forward to March 2021 when the next international window opens. I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin now, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners on the interweb. And in this morning's IPL game, the Delhi Capitals and the Rajasthan Royals duked it out. Delhi Capitals remain among the leaders at the top of the table in the IPL with a win over the Rajasthan Royals. Delhi batted first and got off to a shaky start, losing a wicket off the first ball of the game, and were 10 for 2 after the third over. But Shikhar Dhawan and captain Shreyas Iyer righted the ship with half centuries to both. Dhawan with 57 of 33 and Iyer with 53 of 43. Capitals finishing up on 161 for 7. Conversely, the English duo of Ben Stokes and Josh Butler opened up for the Royals, getting them away to a great start. Josh Butler scoring 22 off with a strike rate of 244. Ben Stokes going on to 41 from 35 deliveries. Unfortunately for the Royals, the rest of the lineup couldn't sustain the run rate. They ended up on 148 for 8, falling 14 runs short of their target. That means the Capitals go to the top of the table with 12 points ahead of the Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bangalore, both of whom have a game in hand. And the COVID hits keep coming. With the inaugural Under-19 Women's World Cup scheduled for January 2021 in Bangladesh, looks certain not to go ahead. A final call will be made by the ICC in November, and we will look forward to that and see whether that gets postponed or cancelled. And just a reminder, there will be no swinging from the hip tonight. I know it's sad, but we will overcome. But they will be back on Monday night, and that will hopefully mean that the guys can also join me on the show. And finally, in some really sad news, John R. Reid has passed away at the age of 92 in Auckland. He was the Wisden Cricket of the Year in 1959, and as captain led New Zealand to their first ever test win over the West Indies at Eden Park in 1956. I remember that well. He also led the team to their first win overseas against South Africa in 1961, where the team won two tests to draw the series. Reid scored 3,428 runs with a highest score of 142. That was on the 1961 tour, which I just mentioned. He also took 85 wickets. John Reid was the oldest surviving test cricketer in New Zealand, and New Zealand cricket chief executive David White referred to Reid as the Colin Meads of New Zealand cricket. Our thoughts and condolences from New Zealand Sport Radio go out to the Reid family. And that, Paul, is the cricket news for today.
Thank you very much, Ashwin and Stephen. Oh, looking in some exotic location there for our birthdays this morning.
I wouldn't say exotic location. That's pretty chilly down here in Hastings this morning. Only 8 degrees and a high of 11 this morning. But just before we get into birthdays, just want to echo Ashwin's thoughts on John Reid, probably one of New Zealand's first genuine cricket superstars. So once again, we lay on our thoughts and best wishes from NZ Sport Radio. But as they say, life does go on, and it goes on for three of our birthday recipients this morning. A talented New Zealand motor racer driver on the rise, a Commonwealth Games a silver medalist, and finally a slalom canoeist that has competed at two Olympics, and that's where we start this morning. Mike Dawson, born this day, the 15th of October 1986 in Tauranga, is a New Zealand slalom canoeist, has competed at the international level since 2004. He won a bronze medal in the inaugural Extreme K1 event at the 2017 ICF Canoe Slalom World Championships in Pau. At the 2012 Summer Olympics in London, he competed in the K1 event, finishing in 15th place after being eliminated in the semi-finals. 4 years later, in Rio de Janeiro, he made the final and finished 10th place, and in the K1 event in 2010, and again in 2012, he won first place in the Extreme Whitewater Green River Narrows in North Carolina, USA. Moving right along, Susanna Susie Kate Pride, or Susie Pride, as she's known, born this day, the 15th of October 1973 in Waipukuro, not too far away from here, actually. New Zealand is a New Zealand cyclist who won a silver medal for New Zealand at the 1998 Commonwealth Games in the women's road race, at the 2002 Commonwealth Games, and she again won a silver medal in the cross-country discipline. And finally this morning, well, we got a motor racer that is on the rise. Dominic Storey, born this day, the 15th of October 1989, is a New Zealand racing driver from New Zealand. He currently drives the number 63 Holden VF Commodore for Eaglestone Motorsport in the Dunlop Super 2 Series. But just give you a breakdown of what this young man has already achieved at such a young age. Formula BMW, after karting career in his native New Zealand, Storey made his single-seater debut in 2006 in the Formula BMW Asia, finishing the season fourth overall whilst teammate to current Formula One star Daniel Ricciardo. He also contested two races in the British Series, having competed for Raikkonen Robertson Racing in Alton Park, where he placed fifth on debut. He's also competed in the Toyota Motor Racing Series. He's also competed in the Formula Renault and Formula 3 in 2008. Storey made his debut in Formula Renault category with participation in the Formula Renault, the 2-litre West European Series at Estoril. He remained in the series for 2009 and joined a Euro Cup Renault 2-litre, but spent only 2 rounds in both the series. He also appeared as a guest driver at Donington Park in the British Formula 3, and of course, as mentioned at the top of the show, Australian GT Championship Storey raced in the 2016 CAMS Australian G2 Endurance a championship in the new AMG GT3 partnering with Peter Hackett. The duo finished runner-up in the championship with three laps and a podium finish in the Phillip Islander 101. Boy, what a CV for this young man. Damien, Dominic Story, born the 15th of October 1989. So what does that make him? Around about 31. Yeah, incredible. Got a great career in front of him. I'll be back with our league news very, very shortly.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And moving on then to the cycling and over in the Giro d'Italia. We had a rare flat stage, which meant it was one for the sprinters. Arnaud Démare won the 11th stage to pick up his fourth victory of the race ahead of Peter Sagan, who won yesterday in a sort of classics style one. Talking of the classics and over in the Tour of Flanders, they have decided to have 22 zones where fans won't be allowed due to COVID. Normally, there's lots of fans on the climbs, and that will be stopped this year. Unfortunately, for Viviani, who is one of the sprinter for Cofidis, he was taken down by a motorbike at the Giro d'Italia with just 30 kilometres to go. As they were going round a roundabout, he slowed up slightly and the motorbike ran into the back of him. The motorbike rider has been fined and thrown off the race for not following the guidelines concerning vehicle movements during the race. So, yes, really sad for Elia Viviani there. I think he was okay, but obviously taken out of an opportunity of winning a race, and he's being one of the sprinters, and he's having a bit of a tough season with Cofidis this year. I'm going to hand you back to Stephen now, who's going to take us through our sport that just keeps on giving. It's our NRL update.
Yeah, thanks again, Paul. Not a lot around in league news. Of course, we've got that first major semi-final coming up tomorrow night between the Raiders and the Storm. But what we do have in league news this morning, Newcastle halfback Mitchell Pearce could be packing his bags and heading down the M1 to Bondi to reunite with the Roosters. Former New South Wales coach Laurie Daly told Big Breakfast Sports, and Big Breakfast Sports is a radio show in Sydney, that the Tricolours want Mitchell Pearce back. The name that I keep hearing is Mitchell Pearce. They want Mitchell Pearce back, Daly said on Wednesday. They're a unique club, the Roosters. They want to win every year. That's their goal. That's their aspiration. That's the way they have their operation. And Trent Robinson, the coach, has done a terrific job. Nick Politis does a great job. If they can do whatever they need to do to get the players to their club, they will. Pearce would be a great replacement for young halfback Kyle Flanagan, who has come under fire for not living up to Roosters' expectations. I'm a little bit disappointed by those comments. Kyle Flanagan has actually been really good for the Roosters this year. And just let's not forget, he's in his first season with the club and he's only 22 years old. Cooper Cox's successor, however, it's been a mixed year for the former Shark. He was dropped mid-season in favour of Lachie Lamb and didn't quite hit the mark when he was recalled. The club is now reportedly keen to move him on, with the Bulldogs being the most likely of landing the signing of Flanagan. Young gun Sam Walker, son of Broncos great Ben Walker, is contracted to the Roosters next season and is said to be in line to take Flanagan's place. However, Daly believes the Roosters will swoop in on an experienced halfback in Pearce rather than taking a risk on another rookie. Obviously, Flanagan hasn't aimed up as well as they would have hoped. They want to move him on and they've got other options. They didn't mind moving Mitchell Pearce on when they had the opportunity to sign, said Cooper Cronk. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Pretty ruthless, I've got to say. I mean, to say the Roosters have had a pretty good year. Sure, they didn't get to do the three-peat, but welcome to the world of professional rugby league. And that's it for me today, Paul. I'm going to go and Not too sure what I'm going to do in this weather today. Probably have a nicer day here with family here in the lovely Hawke's Bay normally.
Absolutely. And yeah, you say very ruthless, saying not very much, not really sort of building a team when you have a player who's who's in his first season, you go, oh, you're not good enough, off you go. You're supposed to support and help those guys to grow. But obviously, Stephen, down in the Hawke's Bay, so that for our Ranfurly Shield coverage that'll be coming to you tomorrow as Hawke's Bay defend the Shield against Northland. And you're showing your true colours there already, Stephen, with your hoodie on. Do enjoy
just
that game, folks.
I was going to say, just haven't worn them around town, Paul.
careful not to wear it out. So, folks, don't forget to like our New Zealand Sports Radio Facebook page for all that coverage that Stephen will be bringing from the Ranfurly Shield tomorrow evening. Talking of rugby. World Rugby, during the last elections, one of the commitments by Bill Beaumont was to review the administration. It looks like part of that has come back with the appointments of a national person, a female and an independent representative on each of the boards that they have. What that means is that our own Melody Robinson has been appointed to the Rugby World Cup board for All Blacks. Former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen and Centre Conrad Smith are on the new High Performance 15s committee, along with Jacques Nabar from South Africa and Eddie Jones from England. And former All Blacks doctor Deb Robinson will be chairing the Anti-Doping Advisory Committee. So good luck to them all in their new roles. Looking forward to the Bledisloe Cup 2, and Sam Whitelock, it looks like he'll be out of this game due to a head knock in Bledisloe Cup 1. If he can't recover in time, that's is going to leave. It looks like Va'ir will will be getting his starting spot in an All Blacks jersey in just his first year at sort of senior rugby after obviously debuting with the Chiefs this year. So amazing rise for him. Good news on the locking front, though. Scott Barrett is back and training after his foot surgery. The All Blacks are looking at how they can bring him back into the fold. Obviously, having had no rugby for so long, going straight into a test match would be very difficult. There were also niggles to both Richie Mo'unga and Bowden Barrett. Bowden Barrett's Achilles still apparently playing up, but hopefully he'll be available for this Sunday's game. So a number of injury issues for the All Blacks to contend with in this second game against the Wallabies. Over in England, and we are 9 days away from the Gallagher Premiership final, and Wasps have had 4 players test positive for COVID, as well as 3 other staff members. So, with the final only a week and a half away, we'll have to see how that story develops with Wasps. All those people have gone into isolation. We wish them all a speedy recovery, but that does raise doubts about the final. And Wasps have cancelled training as a precaution as well. So how well prepared will they be for that final against Exeter Chiefs? Exeter Chiefs are facing Racing 92 in the final of the European Champions Cup this weekend. I'm pretty sure it's Racing 92. I will just confirm that I've got correct team there, folks, on that one. That's right, yes, Exeter versus Racing this weekend, and then it's an excellent backing up then with the Gallagher final, Gallagher Premiership final the week after. You have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favorite podcatcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, all of those wonderful places. And have a wonderful Thursday, folks.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.